Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Now, listen, it is such a great day, and we couldn't be more excited to get you to tune in so we can tell you about the latest celebrity news. Now, before we get things popping, we got to hand it off to L.A. with our peoples, Heidi and Frank. How y'all doing?
What's up,
pretty
Atlanta?
Pretty good. Just feeding snakes.
That's what's up, man. Keep it dangerous. Huh? We also got Portia out. Brad's out. But have no fear. Even myself and the Real Housewives of Atlanta's in the building.
Hello. Hey, team.
And also filling in on the hot seat, representing 97.7 The Beat, we got guest host Tamra Cherie. What up?
Hey, hey.
Now let's get to grilling these snakes. Now, later, does Diddy have a new girlfriend?
Oh.
And Sierra opens up about why she ended things with Future. But first, Heidi, what you talking about?
Oh, boy, a new Lion King trailer has been released, and finally, we are hearing Beyonce's voice.
Yeah.
Yay! I'm actually calling it Beyonce's Lion King because, really, you mainly hear her voice. Fans are extremely excited, and we're going to give you a little sneak peek. Take a look.
Simba, you have to take your place as king. We need you.
Calm down, we're here.
The backup has arrived.
I couldn't even handle the cartoon version. Like, I weep during this. I'm going to see it because I love it, but I'm going to cry through the whole thing. I was getting chills, goosebumps watching that.
What?
I think it's amazing.
You're going to cry?
Oh, yes. You're not moved by the Lion King?
Well, not by Beyonce's voice, but I mean, you know. I'm just seeing Beyonce. She didn't deviate from her voice. It's just her. I'm sorry. I can't see the line, honey. Oh, Simba, you gonna be just
fine. They took that from her talking to Jay-Z.
She's not gonna do it like Sophie from The Color Purple.
Right, Miss Sophia.
I told Simba to come home. I mean, that's not gonna work.
Well, you guys, it looks like Sierra is finally opening up about her past relationship with rapper and former fiancé Future.
Mm.
Yes, Gary, a little bit of tea. So she appeared on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk, where she revealed how difficult her split was from Future and what made her finally realize that it was time to walk away. Take a look.
The one thing I will say is I'm really afraid of losing myself.
Mm. Got it.
Okay. And I think if you sit in situations that aren't healthy, or you let them, like, linger too long, you start to lose yourself, you know? I don't like crying all the time.
Right.
I don't like being sad. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, I had to take a couple of times to figure it out. It's like doing the same thing over and over is insanity.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So I'm like, okay, I got to do something a little different here.
Yeah, so how did you get off of that merry-go-round,
I had the same goal.
Right.
I've always had the same goal of wanting to be loved a certain way.
Right.
But I was just walking in the wrong direction.
What in the hair technology witchcraft? Like, when did Sierra get dreads? Like, she looks fine as hell.
They are what we call faux locks.
But my thing is over Sierra, though, honey. I mean, bless her, so she still like Future.
What is her kid's father? She don't like him.
I mean, she's still talking about about it.
I think, no, that's not why she's talking about him, though.
Why is she talking about him?
I think she's only talking about him to let other people know, see as an example of what she went through. So this, she could be an example for other women that's going through the same thing.
Well, and she, and you got a good point, because you go on Red Table Talk, and you're, it's not, I mean, you're going on there, and usually on her show, Jada's show, you're revealing something that no one
Absolutely.
Knows. You know, you're not going on and just like, yeah, I'm so, I'm with Russell, and everything's great. You know, that's not what that show's about.
Right.
That show is
right.
about digging deep, and so she's going to talk about how she felt about
But future. She thought she'd put future in the past, so I just don't think she expected to talk about it.
Bring
I mean, seriously.
But let's
I mean,
be
do you ever
honest.
Think Ciara's going to go back to the future?
Oh. Great Ciara!
That's your kid, Ciara!
The thing about it is that Ciara has never really talked Ciara. About future. It's one of those situations where it didn't work out and she kind of moved on, and it seemed like she talks about Russell and the prayer she had to
Absolutely.
Get him and all that, but she never actually talked about like what messed up in that relationship and how she got over it. So I'm here for that.
I'm curious what Russell thinks of her haircut.
It's not a haircut. It's a do.
I know, right?
It's a style.
I mean, unless he's got some weird Lenny Kravitz fantasies, I don't
what?
Know if he's in there.
Are you insane?
I'm just saying.
It looks sexy on a, like,
I think so,
It looks
too.
Sexy when you're seeing her face, but if she turns around, it's like, yeah. roll over, Lenny.
My God.
Well, it looks like James Halzoer, the Jeopardy champ winning streak, has finally come to an end.
Now, what is about time?
Yeah, man. It took 32 consecutive wins for him to fall. Now, Halzoer ended his run with a cumulative winnings of $2.4 million, just shy of the previous champ, Kent Jennings, who won a total of $2.5 million. Take a look.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, $20,000. What a payday. $46,801.
Wow.
And I love that she's so calm, and you're thinking, how could I do that after she knocked this guy off his pedestal? She's a librarian.
Yeah,
you can
really?
Tell by that haircut.
And the crazy thing is, like, Emma Boucher, the girl who won, had no idea who James was prior to the taping.
So she hasn't even watched the 32 episodes before?
Another person whose time was overdue.
And kids watching Dish Nation tonight, that's just proof that it pays to be smart. I mean, this guy knows stuff and got $2.2 million.
It pays to have cats and no social life.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to trade. You can't have them both.
People are so impressed that she finally beat James that they're considering her to be the next Bachelorette.
What? The one the part we couldn't see in her hair?
It's Absolutely her and
not.
27 cats. So she gets to pick a cat at the end. Well, last night I watched my guilty pleasure, and I'm talking about porn.
Oh,
no, I'm not. I'm actually talking about The Bachelorette.
Frank.
And last night they had a group date, and the guys had to play rugby to impress Hannah. And the Lukes, yes, there are two Lukes, Luke S. and Luke P.
Luke P. is the one that already professed his love for her, correct?
Luke P. is number one. Luke S. is number two.
Well, now you're confusing people.
And I guess there was a little scuffle, but somehow the cameras that are all over The Bachelorette didn't catch everything.
Come on, Connor!
Hey. That's game time! Don't worry about it. I told him I'm sorry. He doesn't want to talk to me. I get it.
Hey, he tried to play out the self-defense, dude. I mean, give me a break. Yeah, he's so full of that it's like... coming out of his ears, you know?
Hannah should run for the hills, because it already tells me when, at the very beginning of the show, which we talked about right here on Dish Nation, when he is already telling her, I'm falling in love.
Oh, that's the same guy.
He's too emotional.
Heidi, snitches get stitches, okay?
Yeah.
Let someone else say what happened, old crybaby, sissy Luke. Like, it's rugby.
Yeah, but Luke S. looked like he wanted to call the cops so bad.
You can say it's rugby if there's actually a rugby game going on, but they were all across the field. These two were standing there.
That's true.
He was trying to make sure sex wasn't an option for Luke S.
There's a lot of women who would be impressed by that. It's like, exactly. Look at him, lifting the other guy off the ground, slamming him down.
Alpha.
He is the alpha.
Then there's a lot of women who would take that as a red flag and run.
Yeah, I'm with you.
My husband
husband plays basketball every single Sunday at 2 o'clock, pickup games with his boys. Uh-huh. And I have gotten phone calls. He's dislocated his shoulder. He has scratches on his face. He comes home. He's bruised. I'm like, babe, it's basketball.
Is he playing with prisoners?
Scratches on his face.
Are the scratches on his back?
And his
back.
And his buttocks.
Hey, Frank. You gotta get somebody hurt out here.
Yeah, you are.
Up next, find out how Marlon Wayans clapped back at an online troll that had something to say about his daughter. Tell you about that after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, actor Marlon Wayans is spreading love and taking a stand for his daughter, Amai Wayans. Now, to kick off the celebration for LGBTQ Pride Month, the actor posted a photo of his daughter on social media with the caption, "Happy Pride to my pride and joy. I wouldn't change one thing about you. Love you to the moon, around the sun, through the galaxies, and back again."
Oh,
I mean, as he should, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, let's just be honest. That is not how all parents react, especially when they have a child that lives an alternative lifestyle.
Exactly.
And someone of influence like Marlon Wayans, which is huge to have a daughter.
Yeah, but it should be how all parents act. Like,
yeah,
it should. Like, that's why I love him even more. This should be exactly how parents act.
Well, the trolls were definitely in full effect, and they came looming and sprinkling hate like little dust angels. One follower commented, "She's not old enough to understand what that's really all about. You have the power to change lives, bro. Don't teach her that." And Marlon replied, "She's 19. She is who she is until she don't choose different. Love her for her, not what I want her to be." One time for Marlon Wayans stepping up. Support his daughter no matter what.
He's a great father, but I would have turned the comments off.
Yo, and kids,
I would have turned it off.
That's a smart thing to do. But kids are advanced. At 19, shoot, at 12. Like, at 9, there was a kid I used to live with in this one building. I knew he was gay.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some people, which is why you have so many letters in the LGBTQ, all of that.
They're about to add another one.
Right. But that's why, because it's not something that's easily identified. It's not something you can just put a label on or put a stamp on and say, you're this or you're that, you know? And it's something that you have to come to terms with. Sometimes you find out early, like Gary. Mm. At what point did you know?
I still don't know if I'm alternative yet. I'm still searching. I'm still trying to figure it out.
When you put that shirt on this morning, you was
alternative. No, because I'm not gay or straight. I'm confused, so it's just really.
Gary, what age did you figure out you were confused, baby?
20 right now.
2019.
Okay. All right, Dishes, y'all. It's time for
It's the Damn Girl.
Yes, baby. And my girl, honey, Miss Wendy Williams, has been out, honey, in these streets. Yes, I said the streets, honey. She's, baby, just sitting pretty, honey, since she filed for divorce from that estranged husband of hers, Mr. Kevin Hunter. Check this out. So the diva posted, honey, a photo of her with long blonde tresses, honey, baby, giving all types of single vibes on Instagram with the caption, "Sitting."
Yes.
Ooh. Wow.
All right, bitch.
She likes you to be a Kardashian.
All right, baby.
No, the Kardashians look like they can be black.
Yes. That's
it. Yes. Catch it. Yes. Catch it.
Do y'all like Miss Williams' new look?
Absolutely.
I'm not mad at you.
Yes. Amazing.
She looks like she drinks a lot of alkaline water.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because now she got more, she got to give half of it away to that damn husband.
She giving real. Right. She looking real. Well, I don't know now. The divorce ain't settled.
She feels free. Relieved.
She looks
That's
good.
A sign of relief.
All right, so we got some real death news. We're going to be live streaming iHeartRadio Live with Tyga. tomorrow, Wednesday, June 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on DishNation.com. Yes, our website, so make sure you tune in for this free concert.
All right, coming up, who's behind that blurred face on this season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? We'll have that for you after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, we all know that Khloe Kardashian and her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, are done, but the relationship drama is now playing out on this season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Mm.
And during the last episode, viewers noticed something really strange. Every time Tristan was seen on camera in either videos or pictures, his face was blurred. Take a look.
Who are you talking to?
Are you flirting with your daddy? You're flirting with your daddy.
You say, excuse me, that's my man.
I see you.
You know, it was so noticeable that fans even tweeted Khloe about it, which made her tweet this in response. We obviously didn't do anything. He might not have signed a waiver to show those images. Why would I want to blur his face? I'm not hiding his identity. LOL. Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That's so sad, honey. I feel so sorry for him. They probably just want her to think, people to think that she had another black dad and not him. And that's probably why they blurred his face, so we don't know who that was. That might not even been Tristan.
You don't think that was him?
That probably wasn't him.
Do you know how many times you start filming? Because I do shows, like reality shows. You start filming, you didn't get a waiver signed, and then you decide that, you know what, I don't want to do this and don't sign the waiver. Then they blur your face.
But I absolutely think he would sign a waiver, and I just think that was a move by the Kardashian clan.
Exactly.
That was a move by them.
You doing this in a major show like that, and that is technically the baby daddy, they're going to just blur him out? No.
I think he didn't want his side chicks to know he was over there. So
right.
you can't see his face. It wasn't me.
Well, speaking of side chicks, there might be a new one in town. Sean Diddy Combs might have a new love. Now, we all know that he broke up with his longtime girlfriend, Cassie, in October. But now, pics and videos have surfaced with Diddy and a woman by the name of Gina Wynn that look like they are very much a thing. Take a look. I think him and Gina Wynn are a cute little couple.
He has a type.
Yeah, he got a type.
And what's wrong with having a type?
He has a type. Nothing's
wrong. Get an old type. Stop getting a damn baby.
She's not
but
a
he
baby.
Likes young. He likes him young. That's what he's known for.
Because
that's
what he's known for.
Keep that in mind. That's what he's known for, though, Gary.
No, she's putting him on.
For the young.
Now she got TSA pre-check. She got clear. She got good luggage now. She got a whole new life. Diddy, you have put this girl on. Gina Wynn.
Come up.
Good job.
Hey, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
So, guys, when summertime comes, tons of allergens, dirt, dust, and dander in the air, and I got just the thing to stop it. The Swiffer Continuous Clean Air Cleaning System with filters. Now, this air cleaning system has patented triple-layer technology that cleans and circulates the air for a fresher room because less dust in the air means improved air quality, and the Whisper Quiet Fan operation is perfect for quiet spaces like bedrooms, nurseries, and offices.
Oh, now tell me more, head crack.
Since this cleaning system comes with a triple-layer filter, it's easier to trap and lock away all the inanimate allergens from dust matter to pet dander that can be found in an average of every household in the U.S., and it locks it down over a 30-day period. So this means you spend less time cleaning because the air in the room is continuously vacuumed so that surfaces stay clean two times longer, and the LED filter life indicator lets you know when to replace the Swiffer filter. And it uses the same amount of power as an average nightlight.
Oh, as a mom, you know I need one of these. But first, how much is it?
The Swiffer Continuous Clean Air Cleaning System with filters normally runs you about $118.
Ooh.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
$39.
I couldn't believe it either. Just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out what happens when a mom buys a T-shirt for her daughter and gets more than she bargained for. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello there.
Now, this, my friends, is a what-the-hell story. Now, a mom by the name of Kelsey Dawn Williamson ordered a T-shirt for a 3-year-old daughter, which features an iconic image of a classic children's book character, Frog and Toad, from a Chinese retailer. Now, the shirt that she ordered looked like this. But when she opened the package, she was excited to give her daughter the shirt, and it did have the frog and the toad on it, but they decided to add a slogan that said, the police.
Hold on, what?
That's cute, honey.
I actually want this shirt, not because of my disdain. Like, I have no problem with the police department or not, but, like, that's a dope shirt.
It's hilarious to me. So, if you ordered this shirt, and it was supposed to be all cute, and it came like this, what would you do?
I'm from South Central Los Angeles, okay? NWA, all of that. I am so here. F***
the police.
That baby wears. You will put your baby in it. What? She's putting the baby in it.
What I would do is maybe take a Sharpie and, like, cross out the F just so that it won't be like
word.
It won't be like so blatant, but as far as what the message says,
this shirt is the best way to figure out what kids in the class could read, though.
Right?
That makes sense.
Why are we doing this?
My daughter is 5, so she has sight words, and she's at the sound it out stage, and I think you know this stage too, Craig, so she would try to sound out the first words, so we would have to cross some of that out.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.